This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the education minister says reform is coming, but this year's 11 plus exam may not be the last. Kaya Walcott and Giovanni Carmichael top this year's 11 plus exam. The DLP calls for more support for crime victims in Barbados. Barbados' outgoing CARICOM youth ambassador urges more support for young people to help reduce crime, and Jamaica records more than 300 murders so far this year. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. This year's Common Entrance exam may not be the last, but education reform has started. That's according to Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman, who says the ministry is moving ahead with key changes to the curriculum, including plans to shift the island's heavy focus on academics. Speaking during a news conference at the ministry's headquarters to announce this year's Barbados Secondary School examination results, Mr. Blackman said significant changes are on the horizon for the education system.
Confidence, critical thinking, foreign languages, creativity, and of course, discipline of science, if they want to go down that route, fashion, you name it. And that's part of the transformation, so that anyone in the world can look and say, that is a Bajan student. The transformation is not just about the certification and the CXEs and the CAPES. Yes, those are things which will help you to say, I can do X or Y based on these exams. But the system of education has to be, and I can't underscore that enough, has to be more than the certification. It has to be about ensuring that once you leave school and you graduate from a Barbadian education system, that you are world class in these core areas of ability.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman. The top performing girl in this year's Barbados Secondary School Entrance Examination is Kaya Walcott of Wills Primary School. Kaya achieved perfect scores in both mathematics and English and earned a B grade in composition. She will be heading to Harrison College in September. Speaking to Starcom Network News, she said the results came as a pleasant surprise. She credited her success to staying focused and reviewing what she learned in class.
I felt extremely shocked and extremely happy. My study routine was just reviewing my concepts I learned at school and practicing my compositions. I just made sure I could study whenever I could, and I did drop some activities. Swimming, to be in the top 10 and go to Harrison College.
Meantime, Kaya's mother, Paula Walcott, said she was extremely proud but not surprised, stressing her daughter's success was driven by her own determination. Mrs. Walcott noted that despite the academic pressure, balance was key at home.
I'm extremely proud. Believe it or not, she did it on her own. It was a combination of her and her teachers. She was always willing to do the homework. She put in the time. Anytime I said, Kaya, do you have to study? She's already studying. It was all her. She was intentional about doing well in the exam. She set her own goals. Her teachers can attest to that, because when things didn't progress as quickly as she wanted, you know, the reactions weren't the best, but it paid off. Bedtime was still bedtime. Weekends were still fun. The teachers got it. They understand the potential of your child, and they're not going to tell you or put you in your own direction. Her teachers were very supportive from the beginning. Even before the term started, her new class 4 teacher was like, well, we are now co-parenting, and that helped a lot.
Mother of this year's top girl, Paula Walcott. The top performing boy in this year's 11 plus exam is Giovanni Carmichael of St. Paul's Primary School. Giovanni scored 99 in mathematics and a perfect 100 in English, earning him a place at his first choice school, Queen's College. Speaking after the results were released, the 11-year-old said he was surprised to learn he had come out on top.
I felt shocked because I didn't know I was going to be top boy, or I wasn't expecting to be top boy. I was just expecting to go my first choice, Queen's College. My father made me go lessons, and I did a little bit more studying than usual. I focused more on school so that I could get to the school I wanted to go to.
Top boy Giovanni Carmichael. The Democratic Labour Party wants government to lend support to surviving victims of crime in Barbados. The party's spokesperson for sports, Dr. Dawn Marie Armstrong, said that some families may not have the financial means to care for their loved ones who survived gun or knife attacks. She was speaking yesterday during a news conference at the office of the opposition leader.
I would like some of the attention to be focused on the survivors. They have to go back home into their to reunite and to re-socialize with their community and families. Who is fitting the bill for the care? Some of these young men have the bags that they need to use, you know, to, you know, get rid of waste from their bodies and whatnot. And who is paying for it? You know, who does the responsibility fall? Like, if they need carers in the home, who is paying? Is the government supporting, you know, these young men and their families with respect to the rehabilitation?
She believes one of the programs under the Ministry of People Empowerment, Elder Affairs and Crime Prevention should be expanded to include youth affected by crime.
I was greeted by some person again from the Ministry of Elderly Empowerment. They were doing this vulnerability check and wanting to know if persons over 65 were in the home, etc. Why not do a vulnerability check for our young people right now in this country? You know, go to the homes and ask about the young people 18 to 25. Ask about how they're doing. Ask about their employment opportunities. Ask about their well-being. Vulnerability doesn't just extend to the elderly in our population. There are other groups within the population that are at risk. And unfortunately, our young men are the most at risk right now. Look at who is dying.
DLP spokesperson for sports, Dr. Dawn Marie Armstrong. Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith, says Barbados is facing a parenting crisis and helping the nation's young people requires an all-hands-on-deck approach. He was speaking during the National Youth Awards, an event designed to honor young Barbadians making a positive impact in their communities. Mr. Griffith warned that many of the issues seen in communities stem from breakdowns at home.
And Prime Minister would have mentioned it, it's a whole island approach if we're going to turn this around. And we're going to do what is necessary in the ministry to ensure that we can reach every single young person who want to be reached, who want to move to that road of Damascus. It is not easy, but I have committed staff who I know function as a team to turn it around. And we all hear the old adage about a village is required to raise our young people. And if we can reach out, then the job is so much easier. The pain that is there in the streets, I said it in Parliament, and I will say it here, we have a parenting crisis in this country. And we will do what is necessary to trigger some things in a different direction.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. Barbados's outgoing CARICOM Youth Ambassador, Ashley Lashley, says if Barbados is serious about reducing youth crime, it must do more than talk. It must invest in young people. Speaking after receiving the Phoenix Award, Ms. Lashley said many young people in Barbados aren't lacking potential. They're lacking real support. She stressed the need for more mentorship, safe spaces, and recognition for community heroes who are helping to guide youth in a positive direction.
Receiving the Phoenix Award is both an honor and truly an humbling reminder of what is possible when young people are given the chance to rise. Too often for me, many young people in our communities are still being left behind, not because they lack potential, but because they lack serious support. And if we're really serious about reducing youth involvement in crime, we must continue to invest more in opportunities. And for me, that looks like more investment in mentorships, safe spaces, highlighting those community heroes or champions, and meaningful engagements. And I'm also working on this through the Ashley Lashley Foundation because I believe when we empower young people to really and truly see their value, we can create stronger and safer communities for all.
Barbados's outgoing CARICOM Youth Ambassador Ashley Lashley. And finally, Jamaica recorded a near 45% decline in murders so far this year, with the country registering 303 murders as of June 14th. Figures released by the Jamaica Constabulary Force show that between the 303 killings were 240 less than for the same period last year when the island recorded 543 murders. Figures show significant declines in murders in Westmoreland, Hanover, St. James, Manchester, as well as Kingston, Eastern and Kingston Central. Recapping the headlines. The education minister says reform is coming, but this year's 11 plus exam may not be the last. Kaya Walcott and Giovanni Carmichael topped this year's 11 plus exam. The DLP calls for more support for victims of crime in Barbados. Barbados' outgoing CARICOM youth ambassador urges more support for young people to help reduce crime. And Jamaica records more than 300 murders so far for this year. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.